This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. David Little is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He cherishes his occasional trips west of here to a location which may surprise you.
The Mississippi Delta is a special place to me. Although the number of times I have visited this region number fewer than 10, there is something about one of the most desolate rural areas of our country that I am attracted to. All of my visits have been in the heart of winter, finding the landscape exceedingly barren, windblown, and cold, uninviting. Driving along US 82, bisecting the state, the terrain is not too dissimilar to that of North Alabama. You'll find rolling hills and long stretches of two-lane highways. Dotted by the odd farm, the monotonous drive is broken by the occasional flashing caution light. Passing through the small town of Winona, the road takes a steep downward turn, feeling like you just crested a mountain. Reaching the bottom, the terrain is suddenly flat and brown. Plowed and disced cotton and soybean fields stretch in every direction. Old tenant farmer shacks still stand and are still used. Impoverished areas sit in proximity to areas of relative affluence. I make this annual trek for two reasons and two reasons only: to hunt ducks and to spend quality time with my cousin, who I only see a few times a year. There's no easy way to get where I'm going. The journey is a solid 6 hours from my home, regardless of the route I take. Our accommodations are meager, but are what make this annual adventure so great. The farmer we lease hunting land from is kind enough to supply us with an old rental house, complete with a microwave, a small refrigerator, and an oven, running water, and indoor plumbing. We use air mattresses for beds and old camp chairs in place of lazy boys. We have a small TV with a satellite hookup. Truly in the middle of nowhere, the nearest town, Indianola, is 30 minutes away. Highway 61, the Blues Highway, leading to the crossroads where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil, runs a few miles away. The hunting is good, but the camaraderie is better, and good food and drink are an important part of these trips. We pull a cork and light the grill. Steaks and Kanika sausage, greens and beans, and homemade cornbread make for a wonderful Delta feast. For the 100th time, we retell old hunting stories, stories that never get old. Falling into freezing water, jammed guns, boat engines that won't start, getting lost and dodging barges in the middle of the river in sub-freezing weather. The absence of light pollution blesses the Delta nights. If you are lucky enough to have a clear evening, the stargazing is superb. We watch the sky and are awestruck at the amount of stars we see. The outer band of the Milky Way is clearly visible. I enjoy a cigar and the quiet. Out here, we enjoy the absolute beginning and end of each day. The world is flat in the Delta, and we witness the day's very first light, and as the sun sets, its last. As our weekend comes to a close, we load up the truck and head home. Our trip to the Delta is over, and I wonder, when will I be back again?
I got the flatland blues here this morning. It's a Mississippi, good old-fashioned kind.
When David Little isn't following the lure of the Mississippi Delta, he's offering up advice as a financial advisor right here in his hometown of Huntsville. You can hear the Writer's Corner every day at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered. And you can also find these commentaries at WLRH.org.